Jeff Hathorn joins us now on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Mirror, mirror, said no video today. So I don't know what the deal was.
That's okay, buddy. We don't need to see
technology.
You. We just need the dulcet tones coming through the speakers here. So you got OTAs today. How excited, scale of 1 to 10, are you? And sunblock level, what are we working with?
Sunblock is probably the same excitement level, 50. No. there will be sunblock. Listen, I do want to see, like, there are things you want to see in OTAs. I want to see how Russell Wilson interacts with the offense, how Justin Fields kind of fits in. You know, what are some of the athleticism of some of the receivers? You know, how does Patrick Queen kind of fit in with the defense? But, you know, you're not going to get, you know, there are many guys that have looked great in shorts or have looked bad in shorts, and it's been quite the opposite in training camp. So, I mean, there are some little things. Obviously, the one thing that we won't see is 97.
Jeff, there are some things that you can find out in OTAs, and it's more with the skill positions because you could do more with skill position players because you don't really need pads. Offensive line, you can see how guys move. You can see where guys are going to be placed. Like, you know, Fotanu, is he going to be a right tackle? Is he going to be a left tackle? Is Broderick going to be a left, right? You could see those things. But out of the rookie skilled players or the rookie players that aren't D or offensive linemen, who are you looking for to see how they may translate to OTAs in almost real time of NFL football?
Yeah, I think the eyes are going to be on the Wilsons. You know, how well does Roman Wilson run patterns? How, you know, does he understand the little things, the nuances that go with being wide receiver? What does that athleticism look like? I mean, he saw some really good catches at Michigan. He just didn't have a ton of opportunities. And on the other side, without being able to fully hit, what does that athleticism look like with Peyton Wilson? You're kind of, I think most fans are intrigued. You see the combine numbers, you see some of the things on tape. Like, how is that going to translate to the NFL? Because that thing in your mind, like, man, this dude could be a steal with his speed, his ability to cover tight ends, and even at times receivers. You know, can he be in the box? Is he physical enough at the NFL level? Some of those things you won't see, but you will be able to see the footwork and his speed and his ability to cover guys in OTA. So I think those are a couple of the guys that you really get to know. You mentioned it with the offensive line, and I do think at times Tomlin's going to mix and match, and I wouldn't be surprised if first reps Dan Moore goes out with at left tackle, but that doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be when the season starts.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, you mentioned Cam Hayward in your first answer. Do you think there'll be a single guy when asked about Cam after or before practice that'll have a single negative thing to say, or do you think they'll all understand?
Not only understand, but support, I think, will be what you'll hear about Cam and how, you know, this is the way you have to negotiate. TJ did it. You know, Minka did it to an extent. Deontay did it. I know he's no longer there, but I mean, they've seen it. The guys that have been there, the rookies, I think, will have an understanding. Rookies now, they've gone through more contract negotiations than some of the veterans have through their time in college. So they kind of get how this is a business, not just at the pro level anymore. So, yeah, I don't think there's going to be anyone that has an issue with Cam not being there. And I'm sure we're going to hear the phrase, well, you know, it is voluntary.
Jeff, do you anticipate Dante Jackson rolling out with the ones at the cornerback spot?
I do. Because of his experience, and I mean, really, as of now, I mean, there's no depth guy where you're like, okay, this guy's knocking at the door. I mean, they're going to rotate guys through, and there'll be times where Dante, probably as a veteran, will get reps off, or who knows. I assume he's going to be there for most practices, but again, he doesn't have to be. But yeah, I do think Dante will be there, and barring some late add, I know the former Ravens corner is, you know, he'll be in the mix, but I do expect Dante to start, barring, you know, just a horrible camp, which on many levels you hope doesn't happen.
Jeff, one thing that is probably going to be interesting to you to see and could be a little exciting is the new kickoff rule, because, I mean, special teams work in OTAs is probably just the same amount as offense and defense. So you'll probably see some glimpses of how that new kickoff return and kickoff rule and you know, scheme will be rolled out, and maybe we'll see some guys back there that maybe were talked about a couple weeks ago.
I wish we could shoot video at that point of Danny Smith, because you know he's going to be he's already fired up about stuff, because there's going to be mistakes made. He's probably going to yell up, "What the are we doing here? Like, what is this thing?" Because it's a whole new, you know, procedure for special teams. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've seen the rule. I don't know until I see it that I'll fully grasp how this thing is going to work. But you're right, that is something that they'll watch, and that is something that they're going to an extent rep, because, man, these young guys, especially the undrafted free agents, they got to bring everything on special teams if they want a chance to have an NFL career.
Jeff, I am not enough of a professional to be a reporter. Obviously, you are as professional as they come. So here's my opinion on this, and I wonder if you agree. Like, if there was one guy I would want to talk to today, it would be Najee Harris. Who's the guy you most want to talk to or hear from today?
Yeah, Najee's one. Justin Fields hasn't talked yet. I want to hear what his mindset is. Like, is he looking at this as a home? Is, you know, does he think he's in a competition? You know, what are his thoughts about being with the Steelers? Because, you know, obviously Russ, you want to, anytime it's the guy who's likely the starting quarterback, you want to talk to him. But for me, I really want to hear. I mean, there's, I could name 50 guys that you want to talk to, but I think Najee's a good one, and Justin's a guy that I want to hear from. I want to just get a feel for, does he feel like this is a place for him, or is this a stop for him?
Yeah, you've already convinced me that Justin Fields is the correct answer, and I'm moving now Najee Harris down to number two in my power rankings. I wanted your opinion on this too, Jeff. We discussed it earlier on in the show. Bigger addition for the Steelers this year, Arthur Smith or Russell Wilson?
Arthur Smith.
Whoa, why?
There's a story on the website. I did the top five additions, and Arthur is one, because if the offense doesn't work, none of this matters. Getting Patrick Queen, you know, whatever changes or additions you also make to the defense, if Peyton Wilson plays out of his mind, it doesn't matter. I mean, this offense has to be fixed, and he is the guy that's been brought in to figure out how to get more consistent, how to score points, how to work with these, you know, these veteran/new quarterbacks, you know, how to make sure that running game continues with some of the positives that we've seen. If Arthur Smith doesn't do his job and bring what they need, any of these other new additions don't matter. Obviously, Russ is important. Queen is important. Fields is important. Zach Frazier is important. Those are my top five. But, man, Arthur Smith, and you hear good reports. I mean, you talk to Caboli and stuff that he's hearing as well about the excitement about the offense. And all that's great, but we're really not going to know until they go down to Atlanta.
Jeff, appreciate the time. You got that up on the website. Anything else? I'm sure it'll be filled with a whole bunch of Steelers today.
Yeah, a bunch of that. And there is a story on the Pirates about maybe some guys that are being blocked in AAA at first base with some other teams, that if they're not willing or able to make a splash move, there are some names to look at that might take over first base for the Buccos.
Very good. Thank you for your time as always, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director.